It's time for the emergency break of the week.
He's sitting there beating them off and then...
Yes.
I'm sorry?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Now, why would he do the cops a favor like that?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No, he's...
He's fighting.
He's punching them to...
Okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
To try to get them off of him.
Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the E-Break, our first edition of 2011. That's kind of exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Who's going to win the first E-Break of the year?
I am.
Well, let's just find out. Maybe Gordo will.
I don't think I'm up for anything.
Our first candidate comes to us from the midday show here on The Ticket, Bob Sturm, who also does the award-winning Cowboys pregame show along with Rich Phillips. Well, they were talking about the Rooney Rule, which has been talked about a lot, in conjunction with the Cowboys' search for a new head coach. And Bob had the odd opinion that the Rooney Rule helped illustrate one of the great things about racism.
And if you want to be a bigot, hey, you know what? Like I said, your franchise will lose in just like the team that we only want white quarterbacks, or we only want, you know, whatever the case may be. This is one great thing about racism, I guess. If we were to say a great thing about racism, one great thing is those guilty of racism hurt themselves in the form of sport. Can we all agree on that? They are a victim of their own hatred, right?
Sure. I don't know if that's a great thing about racism, but...
Well, I think it is, because those who are guilty of racism will pay a consequence.
Okay. Now, is this the only league that has...
I feel like I'm making you tense by saying that.
A little bit. When you spout off that you're going to say something great about racism, I get a little nervous.
Well, there are very few crimes...
I literally backed away from the mic.
There are very few crimes, in my opinion, there are very few bad habits that have instant consequence. And in my opinion, it is an instant consequence if you're sitting there on draft day saying, we will not take this guy because he's from wherever, or because his skin is whatever color. I think the you pay the penalty.
God. Okay, good, Bob.
So convoluted. There's nothing great about racism.
No.
He says one of the many great things. No, I don't know if he put many in there.
No, I don't think he did.
But he did say one of the great things, implying that there are more than one.
Oh, there's a whole host of great things.
Yeah, but I'll point out one of them to you right now. Oh, Bob.
We don't have time to get into all of them.
But here's one.
So
there's Bob up for an E-Break with that really hot opinion.
And Rich had the proper response. Anytime you lead into something saying one of the great things about racism is, then that causes you to kind of really not hear much after that.
Yeah. Yeah, Rich didn't, and neither did the rest of us, as Bob tried to explain it.
Yeah, I still don't know what his point is. I just know that he believes there's something great about racism.
All right, there's Bob up for an E-Break. Candidate number two from the Dunham and Miller Morning Show. I always get this wrong. Is it Joyce Dunlap or George
Durham?
Ja Durham. All right.
Well, Joyce Duncan.
We're back from vacation trying to get into the swing of things. Last hour, we highly recommended to you that you call 1-877-ONLY-ATT to check out UVerse TV. We feel very strongly about that.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't real familiar with the phone number like the day we got back from vacation, though. UVerse TV for just $29 a month for 6 months. It's a great deal. You need to call 1-877-ATT or visit an AT&T store.
Oh, that didn't work out right?
No, I'm so sorry. It's a
1-877-ATT.
There we go.
Need all seven digits.
Yeah. 1-877-ATT. There we go. Or visit an AT&T store.
Okay.
Now, you don't help as I'm trying to get
out
1-877. Oh, my God!
That was called a broadcast assist. I was doing well. What?
That does not help.
All the P1s who picked up the phone because the deal was so great, and they dialed 1-877-ATT, and then they just waited and waited.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that misdirection there. Candidate number three is one Norman Hitchkiss. It's one thing if you confuse the name Anthony Hopkins with Anthony Perkins once, but in this Who's on First routine, it goes on and on and on.
He's been doing this a lot lately.
He's getting old.
And Anthony Hopkins has that new movie out, The Right, which does look really creepy. They ran that commercial last night, I think, during the Mavericks game. And it was it's very creepy. And I agree with Norm's point on that, but the confusion between Anthony Hopkins and Anthony Perkins,
who died like 15 years ago.
Now almost 19 years ago. He died in 92.
Of AIDS, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Pretty startling accusation.
I think it's a fact.
We're going to try to gloss over that.
Family was listening to us right now and are lowering their muser penance.
But let's hear the Anthony Hopkins, Anthony Perkins confusion from Norm.
If we got passes to see the movie The Right, is that's scary one with Anthony Perkins? Man, Anthony Perkins is doing some dark movies lately, isn't he?
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins, I'm sorry.
Anthony Perkins,
what did
right?
I say? Anthony Hopkins and Anthony Perkins did a lot of dark movies.
Yeah, but Anthony Perkins is no longer with us.
Yes.
I think he got the
He end. Died in Psycho, right?
No, his mother did.
Oh.
Did he die, too? No, he made it through Psycho 3 or 4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
he died in the black hole, though.
Really? Mm.
Yes.
Wasn't he typecast after that? Like he couldn't get hardly any jobs? That's what I heard.
Well, isn't Anthony Perkins getting a lot of those roles now?
Not really.
Well, that'd be Anthony Hopkins.
I gotta dig him up if they want to give him a role these days.
Anthony Perkins. Isn't Anthony Perkins getting a lot of those dark roles?
No, you mean Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins was Hannibal Lecter.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Anthony Daniels was C-3PO.
Sam Perkins.
Sam Perkins.
Now you're just confused.
He's getting no roles today.
No.
In the NBA.
So I counted six times.
That's one of the most confusing 2 minutes of radio ever.
And he's with that sabotaging crew that just loves watching him.
What?
Yes.
We support Norm.
We do not. Your job is to make him look like the biggest idiot. It's like how the Hardline's done turncoat on Mike, you know, how they just love making him look like an idiot. That's what Norm's crew's doing now.
Yeah, it is sabotage. That's but there, Norm kind of sabotaged himself.
Yeah, he was the conductor.
Over and over again.
But don't you try to smooth it over, especially if you're his producer.
That's how they started.
Your job
out.
Is to
yes.
make him
they
look
did.
Great.
They gave him the right information.
Yeah, but he kept getting it wrong over and over and over.
Well, that's when you turn off his mic. And play some music.
There's a thought.
Hey, do you want a weird Anthony Perkins note?
Sure.
He died in 92, complications of AIDS. His widow, Barry Berenson, that's a female,
made up.
Was killed on American Airlines Flight 11 during the September 11th terrorist attacks.
Oh, my.
Wow.
How weird is that?
Psycho
weird.
Curse. Took Maybe. Out both of them.
Maybe. All right, so those are your three candidates. Bob Sturm, George Dunham, or Norm Hitchkiss. 214-787-1310.
Oh, my God.
Let's vote responsibly.
Did you know Anthony Perkins lost his virginity at age 39 with actress Victoria Principal? That's what he said in an interview.
At 39?
Yeah. With her?
Wow.
How great is that?
And with that, let's go to the phones.
I object to that on principle.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
My government-sponsored study shows that the winner is Beagle MacRae and Bob Sturm.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'd like to vote for Barry Berenson, AIDS, and Anthony Hopkins.
All right, I guess that's a Norm vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, you know, if there's one great thing about diarrhea...
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
My guess is Bob would be against editing Mark Twain.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, is it Ty Detmer and Todd Marinovich?
No, they're not up. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Can we answer vagina?
What did he say?
Is the answer vagina?
It's a fake Donald Trump reference.
But
it's done
voice.
In that voice.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yeah, I'd like to go for Alexis's panties.
Not up this week.
Creep?
Not up this week, and that is creepy.
I'm going to vote for those two.
Gross. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
George, what's the square root of your penis?
Twice as much as yours. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Well, I want to hear more Anthony Perkins fun facts from Junior, so let's go with Anthony Perkins free-for-all dismount.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Norm Hitchkiss.
Thank you. That's not the exact pronunciation of his name. Hi, you're on the ticket.
They all suck. None of them are good.
Well, so do you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Norm Rockwell?
Yes, Norm Rockwell.
Yes, that's a Norm.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I just want to tell you all about one of the great things about Hitler.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
George's toilet paper tube, love, and gerbil.
All right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George's butt.
Not up. Not up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I'd like to vote for the worst sports broadcaster on the ticket, Bob Sturm.
Okay. Well, don't call him that, but we will call him an e-break winner with that decisive vote. Bob Sturm wins for
the great thing about racism. One of the great things about racism.
And if you want to be a bigot, hey, you know what? Like I said, your franchise will lose just like the team that we only want white quarterbacks, or we only want, you know, whatever the case may be. This is one great thing about racism, I guess. If we were to say a great thing about racism, one great thing is those guilty of racism hurt themselves in the form of sport. Can we all agree on that? They are a victim of their own hatred, right?
Sure. I don't know if that's a great thing about racism, but...
Well, I think it is, because those who are guilty of racism will pay a consequence.
Okay. Now, is this the only league that has...
I feel like I'm making you tense by saying that.
A little bit. When you spout off that you're going to say something great about racism, I get a little nervous.
Well, there are very few crimes.
I literally
crimes.
Backed away from the mic.
There are very few crimes.
All he had to say was, you know what? Those in sports who practice racism hurt themselves. He didn't have to lead into it by saying one of the great things.
There's just a horrible... Bob would never make a good headline writer. How many is that for the Sturminator?
So the ninth all-time win for the Hooded One.
Almost in double figures.
Call him the Hooded One.
That is not his nickname.
He's not wearing a literal hood.
All right, up next here on the Dunham and Miller Show, Jason Garrett is now the...